What's the difference between an action and a reaction? Two words that can somewhat mean the same thing, but also have a vast difference between the two of them. I think for a lot of us, actions are intentional, they're considered, they're conscious choices that we make with meaningful intention. They are things that we do or things to be done. And on the other hand, I think reactions are a little more involuntary. Reactions are triggers, things that sometimes we don't have control over. A siren blares, we react, we jump back off the curb. A baby screams and you go, whoa. Or you have a colorful argument with a work colleague, a family member, and you shout back, you react, almost as if you had no choice about it. A lot of times we feel like we don't. I often say that reactions are regrettable actions. Almost as if we took that whole word, regrettable actions, and shortened it down, reactions. Because a lot of times we don't mean all the things that we say or the emotions that come out aren't actually what we mean to say or act or do. It just comes out. Can't control ourselves. It's like this kind of fire or fierceness or monster that goes, rawr. And it's a natural part of being human. We all do it. I do it. My mother does it. Everyone's friends do it. We all have those phases where reactions get the better of us, right? You've heard that? The reactions get the better of us. But we do have the opportunity to be better. We do have the option and the opportunity to consider our meaningful action if we take time to stop and pause and understand. Because we are not our emotions, we are not our reactions, unless we allow them to be. A lot of times these things occur because we've spent our whole lives taking on a lot of little moments of stress, little moments of triggers, little moments where we're kind of nurtured into believing this is the way to respond. We match anger with anger, we match nervousness with uncertainty, and the outcome is a reaction that we don't believe we can control. And I will say, with all honesty, it's not easy. It takes time, it takes work, it takes a willingness to understand. And I believe oftentimes it's driven by a willingness to maintain and support the relationships that we have with ourselves and other people. Because a lot of times it is easier just to allow reactions to happen. That's how it is. That's who I am. That's just how they are. I think if we're willing to put in the work to lessen our reactions or lessen the opportunity we allow for reaction, then we actually will have an uplift that is rewarding, not just in the situation, but in the bigger conversation of the moments that we have with ourselves and with others. You know, a friend once told me that kind of we have a natural reaction kind of every time we go outside in the rain. And I think it's really interesting, right? Especially if you live in kind of a wetter climate. The moment it rains and you walk outside, your body just shrinks down. Shoulders go around your ears, maybe your hands go up by your face, and the corners of your mouth drop down to the floor. Right? That's just the disposition of the reaction of raindrops. But not because we actually put any thought to it, but just because that is the way that we've become accustomed to it. That's the way it's become what we believe is a natural reaction, as opposed to a nurtured reaction. But what would happen if we stop for a moment and we soften not only the shoulders, but our attitude towards the rain, and we just stand there, walk outside, shoulders down, and appreciate the fact that there is life flowing, that there is rain falling, and that in so many ways it's creating positivity. And the only difference is the time we take to consider and to choose a different disposition, to choose a different attitude, to choose something of positivity or something with intention. So let that be your practice today, to recognize any moments when you feel like frustrated, angry, a reaction starts to occur, and just stop and just consider, is there a better choice that I could respond with? Is there a different action I could take that doesn't allow this connection or relationship to fall apart, to be in a place of resistance? Can I choose something that is intentional and meaningful to move us forward together? And as a bonus, I'd say if you're lucky enough to be somewhere where it's raining today, go outside, stand in it, and make the choice to enjoy it. Let this be your good intention for today, to choose actions, not reactions.